This message was recorded at Leeds Vineyard during a Sunday morning service. Please feel free to copy it or forward it if it's helpful. We pray that it may be God's word in season for you today.
My theme for today, or my title, if you like, is Bad Man Meets Christ Comes Good. This is the Zacchaeus story. And I'm going to read it from Luke chapter 19. And I'd love you to sort of read along with me and think about it. And the question I've got for you is to think about is, where are you in this story? What's your frame of mind? Which part are you going to play? Let me read it to you. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times that amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." This is God's word to us. It's absolutely right, and it's given to us because he loves us. Thank you, Lord. So here's a man who's in a bad way. He has money, but the rest of his life is a mess. He's made many bad choices, and now he's lonely, despised, thought of as a traitor by the people. They would have seen him as a collaborator, helping the enemy, probably corruptly. I bet his mum and dad probably didn't even speak to him. And Jesus forces an encounter with him, as Jesus often does. And what an encounter. Jesus sees him in the tree, and Jesus changes his plans. Because to walk from Jericho to Jerusalem was a day's walk. So if you didn't do it straight away, you weren't going to get there. So he changed his plans, and he reached out to Zacchaeus. Shock, horror. This is not somebody who's ill. He's just done that, actually, Jesus, as he's been walking towards Jericho. It's not somebody who's poor. It's a wealthy businessman, and even somebody known as a sinner, so not a nice businessman. Maybe today we would say he was a fat cat, and Jesus reaches out to him. And that is an amazing gift from God to Zacchaeus. I warrant, it's not in the text, but I warrant that Zacchaeus had never received, or not for a long time, warm, accepting, grace-filled attention. Something that was just so symbolic of God's generosity and grace towards us too. How do you react when somebody loves you like that? Out of nowhere. You don't deserve it. Well, Zacchaeus welcomes Jesus warmly. He accepts his proposal, jumps down out of the tree, receives Jesus into his home and then into his heart. A miracle happens. His heart is changed. He is a new creation. Salvation has come. The kingdom has reached into his house. And as his heart changes, another miracle happens. A result in it's a radical life change. We haven't got time to do that now. We'll be doing this in the study tonight. But if you compare his reaction within the previous chapter, Jesus' encounter with the rich young ruler, they react completely differently in the proposition Jesus makes to them. Zacchaeus received this extravagant gift of grace from Jesus, and he responds with thankfulness and generosity. So where are you in this story? Are you one of the befuddled disciples? They were befuddled most of the time, it seems. They didn't really get what Jesus was doing. He was so unorthodox in the way he behaved. Are you one of the complaining, muttering, it says in the scripture, muttering crowd. Why him? Why does he get special attention? Are you more like Zacchaeus before Jesus, knowing your life is in a mess and sort of watching Jesus from afar and saying, is this, can I find help here? Or are you Zacchaeus after he'd welcomed Jesus into his life, seeing your own heart change and your life changing as a result? Those of you who are familiar with your scriptures, this will remind you of Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, also written by one of the disciples, written by John, when he recounts Jesus saying, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking and I want to come in and have dinner with you. Let's do pizza. And the question is, how are you going to respond? Jesus is making that invitation to all of us, just as he made it to Zacchaeus. Are you going to invite him in? Are you going to let salvation come to your house today? You may not be the wreck that Zacchaeus was. You may even be thought of as a good person in your community. But in the choir, on your own, you know, I know that we just long to be seen and accepted and forgiven by the Lord Jesus Christ. And if that's something you want to respond to today, I'm going to pray for you at the end and give you a chance to respond like that. For those of us who have chosen, who choose every day to invite Jesus into our lives to receive his mercy and forgiveness through his death on the cross, we are compelled by God's awesome grace and generosity to us. And we are compelled to give back to him, to give thanks to him, to lay down our lives for him, to follow Jesus, to worship him. Our worship is in the way we live. It's in the songs we sing, and it's in the money that we give. So today, as we give thanks for all that God has done for us, all that he has given us, we want to respond in songs of worship, and we're also going to put into that time an opportunity to make a one-off financial offering, not just an offering of sung worship, but an offering of financial giving. As Josh said at the beginning, we don't do this very often. Most of us give a regular amount to the church by way of a spiritual discipline, otherwise known as a standing order. This is just a very special thank you to God, just like Zacchaeus is. It's a sort of a one-off offering, if you like. If you look at verse 8 and the way he responds to the presence of Jesus in his home. And at times of crisis like we're in today, I talked about this in my blog last week, it's a good thing to give sacrificially to those whose need is greater than ours. And that's what we're going to make possible today.